Up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
All right, everybody, that's a wrap. It's the end of the week. That means we sit down, or in this case, stand up with a couple of good friends here in studio and talk about the events of the week. In this case, two first-timers. This is very exciting. We have Dana Cervantes, who is not a first-timer on the radio at all.
I feel like it sometimes.
Do you?
It's been a while.
Yeah. How long? It's been six months?
I mean, at least since I've helped. Yeah. You know, it's filling in at Cat Country every once in a while on a Saturday, but anybody got time for that? I am busy.
You can't be executive director of the USO for Northwest Florida and also once in a while just make a spare day off. You know,
that's preposterous.
And then a familiar voice, because she's on every week with me, Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. And Lisa, who I have now seen four times in 7 days. It's very exciting. And also, it's funny because when I saw you at Taste, was that when you said, I think it was at Taste or it was at the hospital. And you said, I'm Lisa Newell. I'm like, I know. But we never see each other,
no.
Even though we're phone friends.
That's true. And now I'm watching you in your element. It's really
weird.
Cool.
It's weird. So here's the downside of this, okay? The good news, you get to see me. The bad news, you'll never be able to unsee me. So I tell people all the time, if they ever watch the show and then they listen, you normally don't picture people on the radio unless you've seen them talking on the microphone. And then once you've done that, I'm like, sad thing is, you'll never be able to not see it in your brain.
So. Oh, and then you wore that.
Now I see you on the billboards.
That Cardinals jersey? Wow. What's your baseball team?
I don't have one, so okay. I really have right, no so dog in this fight or no bird
in this.
No bird in this flight, I would say.
Oh, nicely done. All right. So stuff that happened this week. Actually, let's start with this because USO's got some stuff coming up. Now, tomorrow we have the running of the Bulls, what I describe as the quintessential Pensacola event because it is a slightly tongue-in-cheek, heavily tongue-in-cheek version of a real thing that we do locally that is fun, semi-active, starts and ends at a bar, and raises money for charity, which is all the Pensacola things.
Oh, it's amazing, and this is the 11th year to raise a lot of money for the USO. It all goes directly to the USO for local service members and their families. The best part, though, is you're at the start line, right, and the cannon goes off, and you start to run. It's only like a 3K or something. It's nothing.
Hey, it's an effort for me, so
I mean,
don't make it like it's no big deal.
I do 10Ks every other day.
Wow.
Obviously.
Right?
Anyway, so the cannon blows and the runners begin the trek, and then 5 minutes later they release the bulls.
Yes,
which are roller derby girls dressed as bulls, wielding
fun
wiffle bats
and the wiffle, and they have
and they
the best.
Will just
and they'll hit you.
They'll hit you, and
oh,
if
real
they
good.
Hit you, I mean, it's not like you're out or you're it or whatever, but you're shamed, and that's what we're all about at the USO. Let's just shame our donors. No, I'm kidding. It's super fun.
The zombie run is fun, but the avoidance of the wiffle ball bats and the fun noodles is extra motivational, I would say.
Yeah, it really is, especially when they're roaring past you on roller skates.
Yes.
But you know, the best part is it's that part is over relatively quickly, and then we head into Seville, and for, you know, as long as you have a wristband on, you get free beer for a couple hours. And
it's the quintessential Pensacola
event. You know, music, and it's just fun, and it's, you know, the best $30 you'll spend this weekend, I guarantee you that.
And you've got another one coming up, the Runway 5K, right?
Yeah, the Runway 5K is a little bit more serious, you know, because the airport closes down a runway, and our participants, which are a lot more, it's probably be close to 1,000, get to run on the runway and see it from a whole different view. You know, you're always at the airport and you see it, what it looks like from a plane, but when you're on it and there's like a southwest bird flying over you, it's amazing. It's
that
really
is so cool.
Really fun. And those are our two major special event fundraisers for the USO, and you know, they bring in about, you know, 40,000 each, so we need that.
And,
especially right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's good stuff. And Lisa, I saw the other day, Will Do has got a whole bunch of stuff that they're doing now, right?
Right. They have, I think, $130,000 of grants that they would like
that's
to fulfill.
Huge.
Oh.
And, of course, the whole thing is done through membership dues. So they need more members. They're trying to get more members right now so that they can fulfill as many of those as they can. And it's always disappointing when someone doesn't get their grant fulfilled because they've already been vetted. Oh. And they're always really great. You know, it's so hard to go to those annual meetings and see the wonderful opportunities to give, and then, you know, you have to vote, and then somebody that you, maybe the one that you voted for, didn't get the money. And it's sad, but then, of course, you it does raise awareness about a lot of great things going on in your community. And of course, you can give a private donation, mm-hmm. and you
That's
can also
a good point, yeah.
you can also refer them to other charity events that might be able to help them as well.
And you were the one who brought, like, I didn't know about Will Do. I only knew about Impact and how Impact does these giant, you know, $100,000 grants to however many projects they can a year, 10 or 11 typically. And that Will Do is like the micro grant version of that, which there's all kinds of organizations that don't need, wouldn't even know what to do with $100,000.
Right.
But $2,000.
Absolutely. And they have given so many grants to people who use that money in the classroom. They buy uniforms for the Air Force JROTC. They have put reefs out. They've done Boy Scout group. Plans, projects, everything. It's really cool. There's been so many people helped by it. And $1,000 to $10,000 is their range.
Okay.
So sometimes $10,000 can buy a, you know, playground equipment.
Right.
And sometimes $1,000 can buy something for the ESE program. So it's great.
Really cool.
As the, I'm sure the Parks and Recs people are listening to you say you can buy playground equipment for $10,000. They're like, where?
Well, they can buy one seesaw
for you. Right. Because I remember these prices running like now. It's crazy. $300,000 for these equipment sets, like at the, you know, at the Optimus Park on Langley, all that. You know, it's just, it's not the merry-go-round and monkey bars of your youth.
Right.
I'll just
exactly.
put it that way.
It's much more safe for kids now.
All right, so gas. Well, I don't know. We learned.
How did we
How
did we survive? I have no idea.
That's how you learn your limits. You go to the ER a couple of times. You know, okay, that's too far. So the gas prices have been just crazy weird, right? Like they were declining for a while, and then we had the October, what I call the election bribe scheme, to cut the gas tax by 25 cents just in time for an election here in Florida. Which came from American Rescue Plan money, so it came from Biden, although he's not going to get the credit for it because it's funny money from the government. Anyway, but now you have OPEC yesterday, or not yet, 2 days ago, saying that they're going to raise, right? So, I mean, not raise, right, but decline output, and so you're going to have prices raise. I've already seen stations around town raising their, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think this all goes? I mean, I don't know, Dana, do we... It feels like the unwinnable war at this point, just trying to get reasonable gas prices. You know, $2 a gallon seems like so far out of sight.
Oh, I don't know where the money's going, but I know where it's not going. It's not going to me, it's not going to us.
Right. I did buy gas yesterday for $2.84, which I was excited.
Me too.
Same, mm-hmm. and I did it because I thought, I bet it's going to go up tomorrow with the OPEC announcement.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know. I like these. Maybe it's just me. I know I have my peculiarities, but the tax holiday things, mm-hmm. even when it's like school supplies, I have no problem with helping people buy school supplies or, you know, helping people with hurricane equipment or whatever. But it just feels so weird to me that for the government to say, okay, we're going to tax everything, but these things on this weekend, no tax on those. I don't like it. I want consistency. I just want an even playing field. Am I alone on this?
You know, another thing I was noticing is that after this whole hurricane, I think lumber prices are going to skyrocket.
Right.
You know, all of those things that they're going to need for South Florida to rebuild, we're going to have to pay higher prices for that too. So we're just getting squeezed from all edges. And we were talking about rent earlier. Rent is really increasing as well. And that's something we just ran an article about these people, elderly people who've lived in this not so nice apartment building for probably decades, and they're doubling the rent. And I understand that they have the opportunity, the owners have the opportunity to do that, but it's really giving these people who are on a fixed income very few options. And we don't have an answer for it. We don't know what the answer is, but it's just everyone's getting squeezed.
Well, when the cost of the house continues to go up, the cost of the rent will have to go up. I mean, you know, somebody might have bought it before, so they're not invested to that same degree. But look, if everybody else is raising the rent by $300 a month, why wouldn't you raise it comparable amount?
I completely understand that.
And nobody that I know that I've seen, because of the complaints that I've heard just, you know, out there, is there's no cost of living raises. You know, everything is being raised, but no one's getting any more income. So it's just people are bleeding, and it's
sad
to see.
Or if they are, it's not, you know, you can hear the official inflation rate is 10% or whatever, mm-hmm. but it sure feels like a lot more than that.
It does.
I know, like we had to raise, you know, our food budget on the month was $5.50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, we've had to raise it $200 just to be able to buy the same stuff. So it's $7.50 now just to buy and we don't go out to eat. We don't waste money. I'm raising a family of five on, you know,
you got boys too. Boys eat a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, and we had to raise it to $7.50. And I'm like, who's paying for that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere.
And then the interest rates have gone up. You know, for people that were shopping for houses, you know, 3 or 4 months ago, totally different ball game now.
Right.
The interest rates.
Absolutely. Crazy. So it is the wrap. I've got Lisa Newell here from Gulf Breeze News, and Dave Cervantes from the USO. Let's get a traffic on the fives from Candy Cullerton.
All right. Accident Molino on Highway 29 and Barth Road. No roadblock. It is north of the Atmore cutoff. You can text 437-1620 if you see that accident or slowdown. This is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. Candy Cullerton with your traffic on the fives.
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, plays the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. Homegrown and home-loved, no one does it quite like Pensacola's very own String Farm. At Bands on the Beach, no pets and no glass.
Hey, I'm Andrew McKay from News Radio 92.3. This is your last chance to join our listener advisory board, and trust me, there's no meetings to attend. Go to newsradio923.com to register.
By the power of Grayskull.
Welcome back, 8:49 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and in studio with me, I've got Dana Cervantes from the USO and Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News, and we're just doing what we do every Friday, which is hang out and, you know, maybe have coffee, but wish we had beer, because I think that would be better, but so far I have not gotten the permission. and we always follow all of the rules
decisions
all of the time in the studio. That's the way
that's
we
accurate.
Do.
You do
yes.
look like a rule follower, and I look at you.
Okay, he does, though. He totally does.
I like rules. They're to be broken. 8:49. One of the things I wanted to talk, we were just talking about housing, and very interesting, the transition team meeting from for D.C. Reeves incoming as mayor. They were having the military. You know, they have a military aspect of their transition team, and you had a former XO for the base, and you had the current PAO for the base, and of course you had the former CO for the base. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they were talking about was housing on base, because I didn't understand all of this ahead of time, but I guess retirees live on base, or can, mm-hmm. if housing is available. But when prices in the community keep going up and up and up, people who are active duty can't afford to buy or rent, so they ask for base housing, which means that they can't give it to the retirees, who then are forced to go find housing in the community that they definitely cannot afford.
Right.
This is a big problem, right?
It is a big problem, and it's unfortunate on all aspects, you know, but those active duty do take priority. And,
yeah.
You know, where does that leave the retirees, who many of them are fully retired? Some retirees, you know, retire and then they keep working, but many, you know, they don't. That's it. They retire, and it's unfortunate. For
yeah.
Sure.
And leaving the area really isn't an option either, because you
right.
Where
else would you go anyway?
Going up everywhere.
And if you've got your investments here, or you've got your activities here, you know, what mm-hmm. and your family, whatever, all that kind of stuff. And then the other thing they talked about that also, it's like I kind of knew, but, you know, I wasn't as close to it, is that the Navy Hospital is reducing its services, and we don't have the VA is just a clinic, so, and they're not doing surgeries anymore. So apparently surgeries have to go to Mississippi, I guess, and wait times. Jason Bort said 3 months for a mental health check at Navy Hospital, and somebody texted me and said just any old appointment, 2 months.
Oh my God.
That's
so
ridiculous.
What is this? I thought I heard that you could go to any doctor and use your benefits at any doctor.
So I remember that was the plan. I know that was the goal, and I remember some of that advocated under Trump, but I don't know where it landed. I don't remember if that actually came to pass or not. So, but fair question.
You know, my husband is a military retiree, so we have TRICARE benefits, so we could either go to the clinic if we wanted to, or we have a primary that we get referrals from. So, yeah, there definitely are options.
Okay.
Depending, you know, on what level You are, but TRICARE has been great for us. But again, we're on the retiree side, which makes me feel really old, but we're still in our 40s.
You're 29.
So people, okay?
29, just like Candy. That's what I heard.
I'm totally 29, jerk.
What do you guys make of the WastePro Adams Sanitation thing? I mean, I know, Lisa, you've been covering this a lot for the paper. In the last day, we've had Adams Sanitation wage unrelenting satire war against WastePro.
I know, it's like watching the Wendy's social
media.
Okay,
fill me in. I have not seen this.
It's like Wendy's. So, it's very funny. I do give them a big hand for that.
So you have, like, WastePro, just if you're not familiar with the story, WastePro had a franchise for exclusives collection in the South End. Adams wanted to get the ability to do it. The county commission, against the advice of their attorney, Tom Danheiser, said, we will allow you a permit on a 3-2 vote that was really a bad vote. But anyway, so Adams starts collecting. WastePro immediately goes and gets an injunction against them and makes them stop. And as part of the follow-up to that are saying, we want a $2,000 a day fine for the first 10 days, $3,000 a day after that. We want Nathan Boyles recommended for some kind of censure for his legal from the bar because he's misbehaving. And we want to throw an officer of the corporation into jail in order to teach them to stop breaking the law.
Wow.
Adams Sanitation response is, we're going to collect trash in the South End for a month for free. Just because, because there's no law that says you can't collect trash for free, right? You don't have to operate as a business. And now here's our voters poll, our viewers poll on a line where you can pick which of our officers is going to have to surrender to incarceration as a joke, like as a gag, and relentless satire about how bad this company is behaving. It's like, I don't know who wins in the end, but it's... The entertainment value is high.
I have to agree with you. But there is such a thing as a contract.
That's right.
And WastePro does have a contract.
That's
right. And I believe that's what's going to win in the end. But you can't blame Adams for trying. They are definitely giving it a good shot. And there's a lot of sentiment behind wanting Andrews. And a lot of people want to have an option. But remember that the county went ahead and did one contract to keep all of those trucks from tearing up the roads because the roads were having to be repaired by the county. So, and also having trash cans on the road every day of the week.
Because if you have six different companies and one collects Tuesday and one is Thursday, and
there's
and benefits of economy of scale, right? Of
and
having
if,
one
if
do
Adams
it all.
Is allowed, then what's to say that someone else can't do it?
Right.
And then you're back to where we were before they ever enacted this contract situation. So I can see both sides of it. I love, you know, having the option of having, you know, competition. But even the city of Gulf Breeze, which is has its own contract with a different provider, they only get one day a week. And they've been getting one day a week for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So this is the part of the deal that to me is, like, my whole life it's always been one day a week collection. This business of getting collected twice a week, I get it for the vacation rentals. I can see where that would matter. But I don't understand why you need, and I have a family of five, but.
All right, I'll weigh in because I am an Adams customer.
Okay.
In Milton, we live in Milton. I like what you said, Lisa, I like the aspect of competition. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, if I could see a WastePro truck and an Adams truck going playing chicken on my road, I would be in a lawn chair watching that. But I do like the options, and I love that kind of stuff. But I also like having the 2 days a week. I've never had it. I've always, you know, had WastePro, but this is, it's been refreshing, I guess, because I don't like trash building up, and I have a big family, and it's been nice having number one the option, like you said, and also 2 days a week is good.
And there is one thing about it is if you're like you take a trip, let's say, you know, we have Thursday collection, okay? Mm-hmm. So you know, if I'm, it's actually Friday morning collection, we put it on Thursday. So if we're taking a trip, you know, I'm off work, I go home, and we take off. Well, now what do? We're gone the whole weekend. The HOA is going to fine us if we leave it out. Well, if we have twice a week collection, I can just, you know, we got it on Tuesday. I can wait till next Tuesday. There's, you know, again, I'm with you. I like the options. But contracts exist.
Contracts exist for a reason. And there's a reason why there's contract lawyers, too.
And there's a reason why Tom Danheiser said, don't make this vote, which they did. You know, this is a bad vote for you all to make.
And I think once the contract is out, they can really open it up and decide more things. At this point, though, I think the contract's going to take precedence.
But, you know, here's the funny thing. WastePro may have the right of it in terms of the law, but they are losing so badly in the PR war. I mean, Adams Sanitation is winning all the hearts and minds.
Isn't that what it's about these
right?
days?
Right. It really is.
I just don't hear a lot of people complaining about the WastePro like they used to. When they were first trying to get, they had to buy a lot of equipment and buy a lot of cans and hire more people in order to service the South End because they were not currently doing that. So they did invest a lot of money in doing that. After that whole transition happened, I don't hear a lot of people complaining about WastePro any longer.
Right.
But this whole thing with Adams, people, you know, now they're saying, well, I would like to have 2 day a week trash pickup. Mm-hmm. So
and also the accountability that came with having a single provider that was overseen by the county. I mean, and you know, if there's a grease spot on the ground, you know, it came from that truck, not from who knows what Billy Bob's pickup, you know. So there's all kinds of advantages. You're right. And people have not complained as much until now. Let's take a quick traffic break. Candy Color Tennis, traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident. It's a roadblock, too, on Davis and Creighton. So caution there. Maybe avoid that area if you can, and plenty of workarounds. Presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist. WhitetailProperties.com. I'm Candy Collerton with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, Candy. Back to our last, like, a minute that we have
already?
Here. I know. It's so crazy. Ben Sasse, Senator Ben Sasse, is very likely, apparently, to come become the president of University of Florida. That's your school.
I'm a Gator, yes.
All right.
That's right.
You excited, Chop Chop? Is that?
Well, you know, I really don't know that much about what he's going to do, so we'll just have to wait and see. But, I mean, the Gators are great. They have had a few black eyes recently, though, you know, some of the things that have happened, and I hope that they stay out of the news for that reason.
By the way, I think I said chop. I'm sorry. I think I said chop instead of jump. So
chop.
I'm sorry.
It's chomp. Gators got a
gate. Forgive me. Forgive me.
Do the things, Dana.
Which one?
She has a thing. No, this is the chomp, and do your suey.
Oh, my razorback.
Call your hogs.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Woo! Pig suey! Razorbacks!
All right.
I
feel like that's a whole. That's the level three. Is that what that is?
Oh, mate, two. I mean, the hogs can raise the roof. Let me tell you, we are some proud fans. But.
Are you who y'all playing this weekend? I know Auburn's going to get destroyed by Georgia. I'm sure.
Well, last weekend we got destroyed by Alabama.
Yeah, and we lost to LSU, so I'm not excited about that. But you still watch the games, right?
I'll have to look.
It's baseball season. That's what I know. It's Cardinals time. It's the playoffs for the Cardinals. Last thing, just get your quick 10-second take. So we found out this week that Velma's gay, officially. Velma's
segment. Yes.
Yeah, was that news to anyone? Did that surprise anybody even a little bit in the modern era?
I don't know that any of them have much of a sex life. They're cartoons.
Oh, is that how that works? Okay.
This might be shocking for you to believe, but I have never thought about that ever. Like, I don't think regularly about Scooby-Doo or his friends, but it is interesting, though.
Yeah, it's not surprising at
all.
I'm
thinking about
it
now.
The way things are.
So,
right,
well
can't
done.
Not think about it.
Well
listen
done.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News Radio.